Another scene is in downtown Manhattan, where NPR's Mike Pesca is at the ticker tape parade for the New York Giants. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Madeline?
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, you know, New York, we all know, is a blue state, but here in lower Manhattan, we're in a big blue state, if you get my pun. Giants fans are out in force, thousands of people. Hundreds of Giants, thousands of pounds worth of Giants on floats through the canyons of heroes in lower Manhattan.
And there they are. What are they cheering, Mike?
Well, right where I'm standing is the head of the parade. So you have a coming together, a confluence, if you will, of marching bands and players. So right now it looks like members of the special teams have just gotten on. Yeah, right now there's a big chance of stay in New York. And that chance is being directed at the defensive coordinator, Spagnuolo. Through his genius, the Giants won the Super Bowl.
You know, it's funny, on the way in, I saw lots of people wearing their Giants jerseys and crowding onto the train to get down to the parade. And one of the T-shirts is 18 wins and one Giant loss.
One Giant loss. That's the big one. You know, the Patriots, if they had won, they would have gone 19-0. Instead, they went 18-1, and that's all that matters. I mean, the Patriots ended the season with a better record than the Giants, but it was the Giants who are hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, and we already saw that float go by. And somehow Mayor Michael Bloomberg managed to work himself onto that float. I guess he has connections.
Well, this is actually, Mike, the first ticker tape parade under Michael Bloomberg's administration, and I guess he's been wanting to be on one of these floats for a long time.
Yeah, you know, they used to have ticker tape parades. I'm not going to say at the drop of a hat, but at the drop of a ticker tape. They've had one for most prominent astronauts like John Glenn and Neil Armstrong. Amelia Earhart had one. Charles de Gaulle had one. Nelson Mandela had one, but they haven't had one in a while. And last one was in 2000 for the Yankees. And someone asked Mayor Bloomberg at a press conference yesterday, was he worried that he was going to serve out his terms as mayor and not have a ticker tape parade? And he said, not only did I know we'd have one, I think next year we're going to have one, and it will be a Mets-Yankees World Series.
All right. NPR's Mike Pesca out there on the streets of lower Manhattan celebrating the big Giants win. Thanks, Mike.
Joe, you're welcome.